Okay, Mishnah Ches. We've been discussing that if you see the new moon, you're supposed to come to Bezin and testify that you saw the new moon, and Bezin is going to check you out to make sure that you're kosher witnesses, that you didn't make a mistake, that you're not lying, etc., and then they can be Mekadosh the Chodesh. The question is, well, who qualifies as witnesses? So in the previous Mishnah, we discussed Krovim, people who are relatives, whether they're allowed to serve as witnesses, and we discussed whether you have to be Miyuchas, whether you have to be of correct lineage, of a good lineage, in order to be able to serve as a witness, for example, an Eved. So now we're going to discuss the general qualifications or disqualifications for witnesses. Now, it's important to note that there are things that can disqualify someone as an aid on a deraisa level, and there are things that can disqualify a person on a drabana level. Mi deraisa, in order for a person to be disqualified from serving as a witness in court, in Jewish court, it has to be that they violated something that warrants malchus. If they violated a law that warrants malchus, they are considered a rasha. And the pasuk says, "Al tashas yadcha in rasha lios aid chamas." You shouldn't allow a rasha to serve as a witness in a court. So if a person violated an avera that warrants malchus, he is pasul for aidus on a deraisa level. And of course, if all you have to do is violate a lav, something that warrants malchus, that warrants lashes in a deraisa level, so then we would say that it goes without saying that if he violated something that would warrant kares, or misas bezdin, capital punishment, he would certainly be considered a rasha and would be considered invalid to serve as a witness midaraisa. However, that's all on a deraisa level. In order to be puzzled to serve as a witness on a drabana level, the rules are a little bit different. And that's what we're going to discuss in this Mishnah. In this Mishnah, we're going to discuss that in order to be considered someone who's puzzled for Adas on a drabana level, it has to be someone for whom, about whom we are concerned that they don't have much regard for money or for people's money. And so, if we're nervous that such a person would lie, they don't really care about money or people's money, or we're nervous that they might have been bribed, so then those are going to be people who are going to be usher on a drabana level, even though they didn't violate a law, even though they didn't violate something that would warrant, at the very least, malchus. So the Mishnah says, Elohim Apsulin, these people are the ones who are puzzled, they're invalid to serve as witnesses on a drabanan level. Hamasachik bekuvia, a person who literally plays with, kuvia is a lashon of cubes, he's playing with dice. Why is he playing with dice? Why is he playing with these things? He's playing with them in order to gamble. So when you have a person who gambles, he is puzzled to serve as a witness on a drabanan level. Why should that be? So there are a number of reasons that are given. The Gemara in Sanhedrin explains that this is because he is not engaged in settling the world. The way that he preoccupies himself is by doing things that aren't productive, that don't contribute to society. Now, what would be the problem with that? So the simple understanding is that, well, if he's not involved in settling the world, he's not involved in contributing to the world, he just doesn't care about other people or their money or their problems. So he's not going to really care if he testifies falsely in court, suffering somebody else a loss. And he's not going to really care about social pressure, about doing the wrong thing. So that's Masachi B'Kuvya. The second one is Malve Beridus. So Elu and Apsulin, these are the people who are invalid to serve as witnesses on a Darbana level. A Masachi B'Kuvya, a person who plays with dice, with cubes, a person who gambles. Malve Beridus, a person who loans an interest. We know that it's usher to lend money on interest, right? I'm not allowed to say here, I will lend you $100 on condition that you pay me back $120. And of course, we're talking about here, even for something where there's an isser ribbis only on a darbana level, not on a deraisa level. Okay, now who would be invalid, the borrower or the person lending the money? So the halacha is that both the borrower or the lender are pasul on a drabana level. Okay, umafriche yonim, and people who literally mafriche is from lashon of parech, means to fly. So mafriche are people who cause to fly. So mafriche yonim are people who cause pigeons to fly. In other words, these are pigeon racers. Now, why are they racing pigeons? They're racing pigeons in the same way it's like a form of gambling. V'sochrei shvias, shvias merchants. Now, what are shvias merchants? So, we know that there's an issue in the Torah. The Torah says that in the Shemitah year, the land is supposed to rest. You're supposed to let all the food that grows or that's left in the field is supposed to be le'achla, for eating. So we darshan from that pasuk. It's supposed to be specifically la'achla v'lo l'schara. You're supposed to use the fruit for the purposes of eating, but not for the purposes of doing business of merchant of for merchandise. And so, people who do this, who use peyor shvius for business. Is a problem. They're not allowed to do that. Now, you're going to tell me, well, wait a second. If that's the case, they're violating an Isser in the Torah. If they're violating an Isser in the Torah, why is it that they're on the list of people who are Pasul Eidus on a Drabanan level? They should be Pasul Eidus on a Daraisa level. So the simple explanation for that is that we're not talking about Shemitah in the times of the Beis Mikdash. We're talking about Shemitah Bezman Hazeh. So Shemitah Bezman Hazeh is only relevant on a Drabanan level, not on a Daraisa level. Okay, so the Socharei Shvius, the people who do business with Peir Shvius, so those people are also invalid to serve as witnesses. Avadim and slaves. What kind of slaves are we talking about? We're talking about Avadim Knanim. We're talking about Knani slaves. They are Pasul Le'idos Midaraisa, actually, because they have a status like women. Zehaklal. Here is the general rule. Kol edus she'ein ha'isha kisheirla, any testimony for which a woman is not kosher for it. What are testimonies for which a woman is not kosher? For dina mamonis and dina nefashis, for monetary issues, for capital punishment issues, women are not allowed to serve. Afhein, so for any edus that a woman is not allowed to participate in, afhein, so too all these people who are invalid as witnesses on a drabanan level, in kisheirin la, they too are not kosher to serve as witnesses for such an edus. Okay, now it is important to note, though, that any testimony that a woman is kosher for example, what's an example of an edus that a woman is allowed to testify on? She's allowed to testify for an iguna case. If, let's say, a woman's husband died, but we don't have clear-cut evidence that her husband died, and she's going to sit there. This poor woman is not going to be able to get remarried. So a woman is allowed to testify in that case in order to testify that this other woman's husband died. So for those things, so too, the same way that a woman is allowed to testify for such a case, so too these people who are listed here are kosher to serve as witnesses. However, people who are pasul le'edus on a daraisa level because of an avera that they did, they would not be kosher to serve as witnesses, even for something for which a woman is allowed to testify. Okay, so just to summarize the Mishnah, we are listing off the people who are invalid to serve as witnesses on a Darabana level, and those are Mesachik Bekuvya, a person who gambles, Mave Beribis, people who lend on interest, even when the Ribis is only on a level Darabanan, Mafriche Yonamar, people who raise pigeons, they're gambling, Socharei Shvius are people who do business with Shemitah fruits, and during when Shemitah is Bezman Hazeh, and Avadim, who are apostle not because they're apostle midaraisa, not because of an aver that they did, but because they are avdi kananim. The basic rule of thumb is: if any testimony, any edus that a woman is not allowed to participate in, these people are not allowed to participate in, which would be for dina mamonis and dina nefashis. However, for things that a woman is allowed to participate in, for example, to testify in a niguna case that a woman's husband died, so too these people would also be permitted to testify for it. However, it is important to note that anybody who is pasul eidus on a daraisa level because of an avera that they did would not be able to serve as a witness in court, even for something that a woman is allowed to testify about.